Blog Talk Radio.
God, we pray for people who are in their homes. We pray for people who are in their cars. We pray for people who are going through struggles, through temptations, through trials. God, I pray that you bring them through and let them know that the battle is not theirs. It's the Lord's. Oh, God, so many are hurting, so many are bruised and wounded. But you heal the broken heart and the bruised and the wounded. We want to thank you for it. Bind that devil, Lord, who comes to hinder your people. Bind that devil who comes to take care and take the joy away from your people. And give them a hope and peace and love and good health and good strength. I pray that you heal those who are sick. Oh, God, those who have all kinds of illnesses and diseases and all kinds of burdens on them. God, help them in the name of Jesus. Make a way out of no way. We give you the glory and all the honor for what you are going to do and what you're doing right now. Even for the things that you've done in the past, we give you the glory and the honor. Thank you again and again and again and again and again for everything. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. Brand new day. Thank you for this Monday. And for those who are joining us all over the world on this prayer line, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you. Are you all awake? Good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Good morning
to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah.
Thank God for you. Amen. Wake up here in the name of the Lord, and we're going to give
Hallelujah.
Him some praise and glory. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And I know if you're awake, you're happy to be awake. Move your hands a little bit. Move your feet. If you can do that, you owe him a praise. Amen. Blink your eyes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
If you can do that, amen.
Thank you.
Owe him a praise. Amen. So many people last night went in. Here you are, alive and well. Shake that head a little bit. Move around a little bit. Amen. Give God praise. Amen. I know some of you are sleepy, but wake up to praise him who brought you through the night. Amen. God has blessed you in a great way. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank God. We're going to sing our praise here. But let me get you ready. I want to have a wisdom seminar this morning. And get ready, get your thoughts ready so you can talk on this. 1 Peter, familiar scripture, 4:12. 4:12 and I think 13. Yeah, beloved, think it not strange concerning the trial, the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. I'm trying to read here basically in the half dark, but I think you got it. Think about that. Let's give God some praise this morning, and then we'll have our praise check and be back to the wisdom seminar. Amen. All right, let's give a praise check here. For the glory of God, that means you open your mouth and you help us give him praise. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
We praise you. We give you glory.
Thank
we give you
Lord.
Honor.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Lord.
Thank you. Glory, glory,
glory,
glory.
Yeah, come on, let's praise him. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Glory, glory,
thank you.
Glory. Glory.
Thank you.
Glory.
So wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise you.
Thank you.
And we do give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name in the name of Jesus.
Thank
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for this way of holding
it. Thank you, God. Thank you.
To walk upright before you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank God. Amen and amen. And God bless all of you. Amen. It's just so wonderful to give him praise at 6-something here in the morning. Amen. We thank God for what he's doing. And I want to open up the wisdom seminar this morning to help somebody who's going through a trial. You had some things on you since last week, and it's still on you. You're going through a fiery trial. Amen. Which is to try you. Yeah. I want to get you your revelation from the Lord on this. Amen. Yeah. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. As though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. All right, the wisdom seminar is open. Somebody's going through a fiery trial. You can help them. You may not even visualize it in your mind, but somebody is going through a fiery trial. Amen. It's been rough. I mean, real rough. And they need to hear you encourage them here. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. Amen. Wisdom seminar is open.
Good morning. God bless each of you. This is a day the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Despite of what we're going through, be glad that the Lord is taking care of us. The brothers saved us for, and he can carry us on. I thank God for Jesus and all his cleansing that's in my soul today. Have a mind to go all the way with the Lord. I'm going through a trial and nobody know about it but the Lord, the devil, and myself. They look at me and say, you sure look well. You sure look good. You look like you could just run. I said, well, it all looks not perfect. But I tell you, I thank God because he is watching over me and taking care of me. Verse 3-4-12, Dr. Johnson was talking about thinking not strange concerning fiery trials that comes to trials as though some strange things happen. Nothing strange. Us been through, and Jesus had to go through all those fiery trials for the whole world. All their sin was on his shoulder, and he had to suffer many things. But I thank God because I have a mind to go through. Regardless of what come upon me, I'm going to stay with the Lord. And I'd like to encourage each of you, don't get discouraged because you're going through. I'm going through different things. I tell you, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey with the Lord. He's my all in all, and he'll always be there. The little song the Lord gave me a long time ago, I'm going through. I don't care what the world might do, but I'm going through. And I'm going to stay with the Lord all the way. All the way with Jesus, all the way. Makes no difference what the world may say, but I'm going with Jesus all the way. So let us know that if we live, we're going to have some suffering. You got to go through some suffering to stay with the Lord. Because Satan is on his job 24/7. And I tell you, he's after each of us, every one of you. But make up your mind, despite of what the Satan might do, regardless of what he might say, because sometimes he can talk to you like a natural person. If he can derail you and make you feel that he's talking from heaven, he'll make you, he's the imitator. Try to imitate everything that the Lord do. But don't you pay no attention to him. Ask the Lord to let you know who's speaking to you. And stay with Jesus. Stay with him because we live in a time. Oh, my God, we live in a terrible day now. This is the day of trials and temptation and tribulations, but let us stay with the Lord. So just keep Mother Johnson in your prayers, because I'm going to stay with the Lord despite of. I don't care what come up on me, I'm going to stay with the Lord. I just thank God for each of you that's praying for me. And you just keep on praying for that lady. I thought I'd have been out of here before now, but I'm still here. The Lord keeps me here for some kind of purpose. And I don't know what reason, but I thank God. I do know he wants me to encourage everybody I can. I'm saying to everyone that I talk to, stay with the Lord. Don't leave him for no reason. God is all we need. Everything we need is in Christ Jesus. And he knows exactly what I need. And he promises that he will take care of every need. So pray for Mother Justin. Would you do that? God bless you. He bless every one of you.
Amen. That was Mother Annie Johnson. My mother, she's 95, and she's doing wonderful. Amen. Compared to how she was doing. Thank you, Jesus. I want to open the line up for others to talk about this fiery trials. I want to, some fiery trials, let's mention some fiery trials. Somebody, you have a financial fiery trial. You're going through so, you got so many things stacked against you, you don't even know how to make it and wonder if you're going to make it. Fiery trial. Somebody's breathing hard in the phone. Amen. Somebody is sick. Amen. Been sick all weekend long. A fiery trial. And the devil is trying to tell you this or that. Fiery trial. Think it not strange that you're going through the fiery trial. What other fiery trials? Somebody has family problems. Yeah, your sister and you have had a falling out, a fiery trial. It's come to try you. Somebody else had a fiery trial. You got a trial on your job. Yeah. That manager, they don't like you. They trying to set you up to get you fired. All that kind of stuff, a fiery trial. You're going through a test. Yeah, somebody, you got eye trouble, fiery trial. Somebody got ear trouble, been having problem with your ears, fiery trial. Somebody been having trouble in your stomach, fiery trial, and been having trouble in your heart. Yeah, you've been having an aching on your side, a fiery trial. Somebody, your loved one is in trouble, a fiery trial. Somebody got a loved one in prison, a fiery trial. All kind of fiery trials. Your health seems to be going down, a fiery trial. You got that back pain, or you got pains all in your knees, a fiery trial. Then somebody seems like you can't remember like you used to remember, a fiery trial. So many fiery trials that we go through. But think it not strange that you encounter fiery trials and some strange thing came up on you. But learn how to rejoice through them. Yeah, I've been telling you, you can praise your way to a miracle. Yeah, yeah. The blood of Jesus is against everything that the enemy tries to do to you. Amen. But you can make it. Amen. Start thanking the Lord. That's why we have the blog line. Thanking God 1,000 times because of the fiery trials that come to try us as though some strange thing has come upon us. Jesus went through fiery trials. They didn't like him. He came on the scene. They were in charge before Jesus came on the scene. But after he came on the scene, he overturned everything, and he became in charge. But let me tell you something. He's on the scene right now for you because some of you are going through fiery trials, and he's going to bring you out. Jehaziel had it right when he stood up in the midst of the Israelites. And he said, think it not strange here. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. So when you're going through fiery trials, let the Lord have the battle because he certainly can bring you out all right. I just want to hear those on the prayer line help people who are listening. Some people, this is their only church, and they want to know. They're going through a fiery trial. Some don't have food. Some don't have the proper clean, purified water. Some are going through struggles. Some don't have the proper housing. They got they in a tent. Man, they should phone on star six. Hey man, they in a tent. They don't even have the proper housing. And so that's a fiery trial. Surely that's a fiery trial. Yeah. All kinds of fiery trials. The line is open to you if you want to talk about this scripture, think of that strange concerning the fiery trials. What's up, strange? Star 6. Amen. This fiery trial that comes to try us right now. We'll cease in the name of Jesus. Right? Can you put your phone on me? All right. Somebody wants to talk about this. The line is open to you. All right. Anybody want to talk about the line is open to you?
God bless you. Say good morning. I just want to say sometimes the fiery trials, especially if you've done something for the Lord.
Oh, just a little louder. And can you give us your name?
Ambassador Gina. And sometimes,
right.
Sometimes fiery trials will come so many different ways people can help, especially.
Chiming in real quick from Kansas City, Missouri, Charlotte Gray. I think about being laid off last year, and I think about how I've been praying in regards to the medication that my husband's taking for his face. And I just think about scholarships for my children and IRS. But I think about that old song, I feel, I don't know if it's a Christian song or a worldly song, but I feel like I can go on. I thank God for hope that lies within me, and I thank God that my strength comes through prayer, and my praise is what continues to elevate and lift. I can move you from the back to the front just through the praise. So I do count it all joy. It all joy in each and everything that happens. I think about my older children. They need salvation. They need the Holy Ghost. I think about how they grew up in church, and they make bad choices. I think about me and my husband as parents. Over 7 children. God has blessed us with so many. And I think about how I can continue to call on the name of Jesus. He is my strong tower. And I thank God for every opportunity he's given me to open my mouth and say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I'm going to stand for you. Lord, I'll stand up for you, and I'm going to stand with you, God. I want to be the ones that make it in and my whole entire family in the name of Jesus. So I do count it all joy. This great topic. Love you, Ambassador Chief Chung.
Thank you so much, and we love you too. Amen. Let's get a few more revelations here on beloved. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which comes to try you, as though some strange thing happened. Amen. You're going to have trials anyway. Come on. The line is open to you. Anybody else on this wisdom seminar? Give us your take on that. Give us your revelation on that. Anybody else? The line's open to you, saints. I heard somebody trying to talk. your word here. Help some people who are listening right now. All right. Is Ambassador Stern online? Ambassador Pfeiffer, are you there? Ambassador-elect Bryson, are you there? All right.
Yes, sir. This is Ambassador-elect Frierson. Good morning, everyone. I just think about the scripture that says, they that live godly shall suffer persecution. And we're living in this world, and it's not always a bed of roses. But in order to be with the Lord, we are going to have to suffer and to go through something.
That's so true. That's so true. Amen. Let me ask you something, Ambassador Elect Frierson. Have you ever had to weep all night long over anything in your life?
Certainly. Certainly.
That's true.
Certainly.
Wow. Amen. You felt as though that was a fiery trial. Must have. Because anything that makes you cry like that all night long must have been a trial. Amen.
Yes.
But I want to ask you something. Did you start rejoicing before it was over or after it was over?
afterwards.
All right. I preached a sermon called, let's see, what was the rejoice? What to do after the battle is over. Yeah. And somebody said, did you mean to preach after the battle is over or during the battle? I said, I wanted to preach what to do after the battle was over, because the battle, if you get into it, or the struggle, or the trial, or that time that you're going through, if it gets rough enough, it will teach you automatically what to do. See, you can get in a storm that's so bad that nobody has to call you and tell you what to do. It will make you go on your knees automatically.
Amen.
You'll start praying like you never prayed before, because that storm will teach you.
Amen.
So I told him, I had it right. You know, people don't know, some don't know what to do after the storm is over. But the storm will teach you what to do during the storm. And, beloved, think it not strange if you have a storm right now. Think it not strange that you're going through a trial, a tribulation. Amen. Somebody's breathing in the phone heavily. Amen. Are you trying to clean your sinuses? I don't mean any harm. I'm a man. I don't talk like a woman. So don't get mad. By the way, I want to apologize to you all. Some of you think I was a little harsh on you maybe last week. But I'm a man. You know, we don't talk like women. Oh, darling, this, darling, that. We more forward, straightforward. And men don't think like women. And women don't think like men. So don't be hard on me. Just know that I wasn't trying to hurt you. Some of y'all said, I don't want to hear him go, well, you know, I'm just trying to do the job. And sometimes it comes out a little rougher than I should. I'm sorry.
Ambassador, John,
uh-huh.
I heard someone once say that we are usually in three stages. We're usually going into a battle, in the middle of the battle, or coming out of the battle.
That's true. That's true for everybody. And we ought not think it strange concerning that battle or that storm or that trial that comes to try you. But rejoice, rejoice. Learn how to praise him before you even get the news that he has fixed it for you. Now, that's a word to somebody. Learn how to praise him before you get the news that he has fixed it. Amen. Because he's going to bring you out all right. But you just have to learn how to praise him in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the fiery trial. All right, the line is still open. To anybody who has a word on that, this is the Wisdom Seminar open to you. Anyone? Just jump right in there and let the Lord use you. Anybody else? Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, which comes to try you, but rejoice inasmuch as you're partakers of Christ's suffering. All right, anybody else can say a word here? Amen. Sister Garnett, are you on the line? Lady on the line who can help us with that? All right, thank you. All right, thank you so much. I want to leave the line open for a moment. Somebody else has a word, I know. Come on, give us some wisdom on that seminar.
Good morning,
Ambassador Hagan, are you on the line? Come on. Somebody else give us some wisdom on that.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Excuse me. Yes, sir, we are here. We thank God for you, Chief Ambassador. We thank God for this wisdom seminar that the Lord has given to you. And when we look at the fiery trial, Peter, you know, who is the author of the book here of Peter, he is writing, because remember how the fiery trial had all got started. It came about with Nero. He was an enemy of the Christians. I mean, a deadly enemy of the Christians. And you know the story how the fire got started. He had set fire to Rome, and it did damage everywhere. And instead of him owning up to the fact that he had set the fire, he had started the fire, he lied about it and said the Christians did it. He allowed the Christians to become his scapegoat, and he attached his blame to the Christians. And the Christians suffered severe persecution simply because of what Nero did. And Peter was able to witness this, and he began to let the Christians know to think it not strange concerning this fiery trial. Even though this fiery trial that Peter has witnessed, it's going to cost him his life, but yet he's encouraging them. Because see, the devil, he's not after our physical body or after our material possessions. Glory to God, but he's after our faith. So Peter is preparing the Christians in advance. You know, don't think it's strange. It may be hard, difficult, but don't think it's strange. In other words, it's only a test at your faith. But in the meantime, let your faith remain intact. And you know, Peter, he was murdered. He was martyred. Pardon, he was one of the martyrs during the fiery trials that Nero had concocted, but yet his faith was strong, because remember when they got ready to crucify him, he said, no, don't crucify me like you did Jesus. Crucify me upside down. So think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. In other words, as though some strange things happening. You know, it's only a test of your faith. Keep your faith intact. And, wow, thank God. I didn't want to say too much, but thank you for this. Thank you for this. It's only
beautiful. Thank you so much. Yeah. You helped somebody. I know you did. Somebody out there is going through a struggle right now. And who knows, somebody may have contemplated suicide. And the Holy Ghost led me to bring this up. Said, don't think it's strange concerning the things that you're going through right now. Don't let the enemy bring that to you to take your life and end it all. It's nothing strange to go through a trial. People all around you are going through trials. People all around you are going through tribulation. People all around you are experiencing being bruised and being wounded and being tested and being without all around you. So don't think it's a strange thing concerning the fact that you're going through too. Rejoice that you got a trial. He's still holding on. Amen. I admire brother so-and-so. I admire brother sister so-and-so, because I know they've been through. But, oh, my God, look at them. They're still holding on to God's unchanging hand. And the Lord brought them out all right. So don't let the enemy tell you to end it. And
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, Mother Jessica, I want to say you we have to learn how. And it's a good thing to have you go through to keep up with your service and stay, because we have our trials. They come to make us strong, and they start off little, but as you grow in God, they grow more, and you learn how to keep up with your service and stay in your scripture, because the scripture let us know that as Jesus suffered, we're going to have to suffer, but our trials come to make us strong And each one we go through makes us stronger, and we just have to be encouraged with the word and stay with the Lord. And he will bring us out. He have a record of not failing, and he's not going to fail us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mother. That's beautiful. And, God bless you. Go ahead.
This is Sister Jolene Garnett, and your tests and trials is to make you strong, and then when you go through your test, that's to share and to build up your testimony to encourage someone else. So that's what I get out of it, too. God bless
beautiful.
You, Doctor.
Beautiful. I like that when she said, I think Mother Digby said, it came to make you strong, or it comes to make you stronger. So true, because when you've been through tests, been trials, and been wounded and bruised, you are stronger. You're able to stand other tests that you go through, and you're able to tell your sister, your brother, I've been through that. It's going to be all right. That's why it's so important for you to go through, because you can be a witness to others. And the enemy will try to sift them like he did Peter as wheat, because they don't know nothing. And you've been through it. You've been through it, so you can tell them that you can make it. Because I've been through the same thing, and God brought me through, so it's going to be all right. That's why your trials come. And beloved, think it not strange, because you're going to have some trials that come to try you. But it's to make you stronger. Stronger for what? Stronger so you can make it through another storm. Stronger so you can be a witness to others around you. Tell them about the fiery trials which come to try them. Amen. God bless you. Anybody else before we close the wisdom seminar? Anyone else?
Yes, good morning.
God bless you.
This is Sister Carvin, Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm a living witness. On last Wednesday after Bible study, I had received a call because my husband was in the nursing home about 90 miles away from me. And I received a call that his sugar had dropped to 60, and they were taking him to the hospital, and they took him to the emergency room and admitted him. And when I came in on Friday, I went to the hospital, and when I walked in, they said they trumpeted him from surgery. He's going to have to have a leg amputated, the other leg. And for some reason, even though it was a shock, I was at peace, because I had built up. It's been 2 years in August that he's been in a nursing home and been just a trial of my testing of my faith. But I had a peace about me. I didn't fall apart. And they told me it's either this or he will not live. And I just thanked the Lord that was at the point that just goes back to prove to me again that if I didn't have this prayer life and have this prayer line and the same strength, I couldn't have stood that. So it's a test of your faith, and the fire darts to God.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. You helped us again. That's a great testimony. Amen. And that's a fiery trial for sure. Amen. But you think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which come to try you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. Jesus suffered for us, even beyond what we can describe on this phone. Yeah, they nailed his hands and nailed his feet, pierced him in the side, a crown of thorns on his head, and blood was streaming down from his head, from his hands, from his feet, from his side, all over. He went through a fiery trial, but we never heard him saying a mumbling word. God bless you. Anybody else before we close it? I'll take one more if we got him. Anybody else want to speak on this? Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which comes to try you. Anybody else? All right, God bless you. We've had a great time on the Wisdom Seminar and the prayer line this morning. Can we get someone on the line who's been through a fiery trial and you want to give a praise report? Somebody right now, you need to mute your line. Is that what area code is that? Amen. Wake up and put your phone on mute if you want. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Concerning the fiery trial, we rejoice. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, anybody have a praise report? Let me have your praise report. Just jump right in there. Give your praise report. Anybody? Has God been good to anybody out there?
Oh, yes.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you, Pastor.
Good morning,
Bishop. I have a praise report this morning from 2013 up until when they changed over the fire alarms in working in the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They requested amount of money to be paid for those fire alarms to be changed over by the businesses, and we didn't have it, so we just let it went.
Uh-huh.
Thank God this morning after he charged $1,036, God forgave the debt. And they're going to put the fire alarm hooking back up to the city again, turn it back on, rather, in the city. And I think that's a miracle of miracle, and I thank God for all of these many years that I have pleaded with them about helping to help these homeless people that are under the streets, sleeping under the bridges. God allowed
right.
forgive the debt, so cut the fire alarm back on. And I think that's a miracle.
That it is. Thank God for you, Mother. Thank God for you. All right.
Thank the Lord. Mother Digby's Area 708, I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness and for how he keeps me by the day with a mind to hold and follow him. I want to say last week, Dr. Johnson, after you prayed that the Lord bless us financially, I was thinking I didn't know anywhere I was going to get no check from. And I want to say on Friday when I went on my way back from the revival, we went to revival. I've been praying for a revival, and God blessed us with revival. And God just blessed. And my daughter said, look in your Bible. And someone had, about three people had given me some money. And I just thank and praise the Lord for that. I want to
say
that every time that you pray that the Lord shake the chunk tree, the Lord always blessed me with some finance. And usually be some finance I didn't expect. So I thank and praise the Lord for that. And I want to say that I want to just get something and keep it to myself. I like to be a blessing. So I thank and praise the Lord. I want to let you know, Dr. Johnson, that when you pray, the Lord blesses. And I want to thank the Lord for my niece. I was called for asking for prayer for my niece, Charlene, who had been addicted to drugs, and how she had called me and let me know how well she's doing, and she's just really doing well. And I thank the saints for praying.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Mother. Amen. I feel like praying right now for some financial blessings. Anybody feel like receiving them?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. You do. Turn your hand over like you're waiting on a blessing from the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you because you do hear me, and I am so honored that you would hear my prayer. I pray in the name of Jesus for people who are going through financial fiery trials. This morning, fiery trials everywhere, financial fiery trials. And I'm asking you, Lord, to open up the heavens and shake that chunk tree. Send blessings down all the way from heaven. Let the address, their address, be put on the packages of chunks. In the name of Jesus, bless these folks bountifully, amen, with unexpected blessings, unexpected financial blessings, in the name of Jesus. And God, as you shake that chunk tree, let it fall at their house, in the name of Jesus, at their house. Yeah, somebody has got a son or daughter getting ready for school, yeah, trying to go to college, and you don't know how they're going to go. God is fixing that thing for you as I'm speaking right now. God is mindful of you and is fixing for you. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I see somebody else got something in your house that you need to have fixed. It's gone bad, and then you need to have fixed. And it's going to cost you more money than you even want to think about. Yeah, Thank you, Lord, for taking a chunk through the, to that precious darling. Help her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm thanking you in advance because I believe with all my heart that you're going to bring it to pass. God, shake that chunk tree and bless the people all over the land, everywhere. Mm. Thank you, Lord. And somebody who really believes this, all I need to hear you and all the Lord needs to do is hear you say, I believe, Lord, let it happen to me. Lord, let it happen to me. I do believe, Lord, let it happen to me. Say those words. I believe, Lord, let it happen to me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm giving you an opportunity. You got to obey when I pray now. Say, I believe, Lord, let it happen to me. I believe, Lord, let it happen to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Right. God bless all of you on the prayer line. We do love you. Amen. I want to get some prayer requests. Maybe I'll take one more praise report and then we'll have some prayer requests. Anybody have anything the Lord did for you?
God, be the God who called us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Praise God. I give honor to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith this morning. And he's the glory and the lifter of my head. And in him I live and I move and I have my being. And that is my praise report this morning. I can almost imagine the thanks the old mother says. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? I praise God for a wonderful Father's Day that I had with my dad on yesterday. And much honor to you, Chief Ambassador. Happy Father's Day. Belated Happy Father's Day. Glory to God. I sent you a text to say Happy Father's Day. I praise God for all the increase in financial blessings I received on last week. God poured out his blessings, excuse me, upon me. I'm a little hoarse this morning. But God poured out his blessings, not one day, but every day. And I was sitting there, I said, Lord, I'm going to wait until Friday until I share this testimony. Everything that was put out, God returned it back to me. I received over $2,000 worth of blessings, saints, last week. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I rejoice. Someone walked up the first day and said, let me bless you with this $200 on Monday. Tuesday, it was $50. Someone had owed me for I do events on in the a wedding planner and did some weddings, and I had some balances. God had two people to walk up and say, I owe you $500. I am so sorry, woman of God. Let me give it to you. And you walked by me. I never said a word like you owe me. I didn't stop to him. That was a trial to me. And I just said, Lord, I count it all joy. Thank you, Jesus, because we're here to be a blessing to somebody else. And then I thought about on last week, you know, when we blessed a halfway house on the behalf of First Group because my truck had some issues, but it didn't bother me because it never had issues before. So we blessed this halfway house on the in the name of First Fruit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And all the food that was purchased, it was ribs and chicken and salads and all of that kind of stuff. Let me tell you, someone came back to me, I think it was Saturday, said, we saw and heard what a wonderful blessing that you all were, you all was doing up there. And said, woman of God, you know what? I just want to be a blessing to you because you're always blessing other people. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I just said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I didn't say a word to anybody. And God just kept on blessing me every day. Send somebody to purchase a new tire for me. For some reason, I'm always having a flat tire on the highway. Thank you, Lord. And somebody purchased a tire, put the tire on the car while I was at work. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just praise God, Chief, for every day, saints. And you were praying that prayer. I held my purse open. open up my wallet, and I put Matthew 6:33 in there, and I said, Lord, I know you know. You know you know. And then at the same time, we were in our AIMS convention, and you know you have to pay a lot of reports, and I don't grumble about reports. I just praise God for being a blessed in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. When you bless the kingdom of God, God will bless you. He will pour you out